State officials quickly ruled out natural causes for the fish kill that stripped virtually all the brown trout from a 2-mile stretch of Hay Creek. Department of Natural Resources Fisheries agent Al Stevens says there's also no evidence that an accidental spill, such as a feedlot manure leak, wrecked the prime trout stream.
There's no barnyard, there's no pipeline, the corn's 11 feet tall, there's nothing applied to the field, there's no runoff. It's someone came, or some people came and dumped something in the creek at that point. And either their intent was either to kill the fish, or their intent was just to dispose of something that they didn't want anymore.
Officials have identified the spot where the spill started, and Stevens says whatever killed the fish pretty much left water plants and insects alone. State labs are looking at tissue samples from the fish and will also examine the creek sediment. But Stevens says the spill wasn't reported until days after it happened. As a result, vital clues were lost.
So much time has elapsed between the time the kill occurred and when we found out about it that most of the evidence is gone. The water and the fish have been decomposed, so we need someone to maybe saw something or heard something or know somebody. That's what we're looking for.
If it was intentional, state officials can only speculate on the motive. Any fish caught here must be thrown back because of special regulations on this section of Hay Creek. Perhaps someone opposing the regulations is making a statement. It's also possible a local landowner is tired of anglers tromping across his pasture. Whatever the source, DNR has a stake in finding the culprit. The agency has sunk $160,000 in the past few years, successfully nurturing the creek's natural trout population back to health. Wayne Bartz is a fly fishing guide. He says DNR's efforts helped make Hay Creek a solid trout stream, especially valuable for nearby Twin Cities anglers.
These are all wild fish, and you know, when you start killing or losing strains of wild fish like that, it just takes many years to bring back that population into the natural state that it was before this incident happened.
State officials say an estimated 7,000 adult fish and another 3,000 to 5,000 newly hatched fingerlings died. DNR has another reason to find the person responsible. Whoever is convicted of killing the fish could face estimated restitution costs upwards of $300,000. DNR's Stevens says the good news is the wild trout and other parts of the creek remain healthy and will soon start moving in to repopulate the area killed off by the spill. I'm Art Hughes, Minnesota Public Radio.